It's Friday, February 10th, 2017 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Pro-life Senator Jeff Sessions was approved as President Trump's Attorney General on Wednesday by a vote of 52 to 47. Only one Democrat voted for the nomination after a 30-hour fight led mainly by Democrat Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has vowed to veto a religious liberty measure that would have allowed pastors and Christian business owners to opt out of supporting homosexual faux weddings. The bill barely passed the Virginia Senate by a vote of 21 to 19. A UK court has dismissed all charges against a street preacher named Gordon Lamore in London. He was arrested and accused of, quote, threatening homophobic behavior, unquote, when he answered questions from a 19-year-old on what the Bible says about homosexuality. A new survey from the Public Religion Research Institute finds 58% of Americans supportive of homosexual faux weddings, with only 31% of white evangelical Protestants supporting it. An even higher number of Americans support persecution of Christian businesses that would opt out of lending support for homosexual faux weddings. Exodus 23, verse 2 says, "You shall not fall in with the many to do evil, nor shall you bear witness in a lawsuit, siding with the many so as to pervert justice." Easy conversions in America do not translate into faithful disciples in China. The U.S. Foreign Policy Group reports that 80% of Chinese students in America abandon their Christian faith or at least abandon the church upon returning back to communist China. They attribute this to the Chinese government's extreme persecution of unregistered house churches. Whether there be genuine faith in China or America, the principle remains true. We must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. Acts 14:22. Over 3,000 flights were canceled after God, by His sovereign power, sent a major snowstorm to the northeastern section of the United States. Boston expects a total of 18 inches, and Long Island could be hit with as much as 16 inches. Once the number one athlete in America, Tiger Woods told Vision magazine he'll, quote, never feel great again, unquote. Woods has undergone 3 back surgeries and 4 knee operations, and he has not won a major tournament since 2008. It was 2009 when Woods was outed to the world as a serial adulterer with at least 120 women, and that was the same year he was involved in a serious auto accident. Proverbs 7:25 to 27 speaks of the death trap of sexual temptation. Let not your heart decline to her ways, for she has cast down many wounded. Yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. Hospitals and medical systems are taking note, and they may recommend more abortions in the future for children with special needs. A UK court has awarded a total of $87 million to 16 families for what they call a, quote, wrongful birth, unquote, lawsuit. These are